I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I give you kudos for rejoining the same group, because I think I wouldn't have had the balls. I would have just gone to another group.
Yeah, but I have exhausted all groups around my local area. Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs. If your cheat night turns into cheat week on a weekly basis, then this is the podcast you need. With me and my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Hello.
Now, before we go on, let's share why we are qualified to be hosting the Secret World of Slimming Clubs podcast. Jo, I'm going to go to you first.
I feel I'm qualified to be here because I've done all of the diets.
All of them.
Name a diet, I've done all of the diets.
Cambridge.
Done. All of the diets.
Atkins.
Done.
Slim Fast.
Done. Done all of the diets over all of the years. And here I am currently doing Slimming World. So I go to a Slimming World club, which I joined a year and a half ago. Oh. And am currently 4 pounds heavier than I was this time last year. So I may be sobbing by the end of this stupid bloody podcast.
See, I feel like I am qualified to be here because, unlike Jo, I have actually lost year on year half a pound.
Oh!
Victoria, why are you qualified?
Well, I'm qualified because I have actually had a success story with Slimming World, and I did lose 3 stone and kept it off. And then kept it off for about 6 months and then put bit by bit back on until now I'm the biggest I've ever been. So that's why I'm here.
I also got to target weight and she said, Jo, come up here, put a sash on.
Wow.
Talk through how you feel. The sash went on.
Yep.
I was at target weight for less than a week because I celebrated and have never been at target weight again.
Well, I have never been at target weight.
Good.
The most I've ever lost is probably 2 stone, and that is that.
Oh, Katie. Well, I'm glad you're hosting.
Right then. Each week on our Instagram at Secret Slim Pod, we're going to post how we have got on at our slimming clubs. I weigh on a Monday night, so does Jo. Victoria, you weigh on a Tuesday night.
Yep.
So we're going to play a clip of our Insta stories. And girls, I think you're going to be really proud of me this week.
For the start of this podcast, I'm going to rejoin Slimming World. Now, it's got nothing to do with the fact that I've put more weight on than lost this year. It's got nothing to do with the afternoon tea that I have just been and consumed. And it's got nothing to do with the fact that the jeans I'm wearing were fine 2 weeks ago are really too tight. It's all because I'm dedicated to producing a very informative and entertaining podcast for you guys.
Now, edit, they weren't jeans, they're jeggings, which is even worse that they're tight.
Fraud.
So, yeah.
This is fraud.
No, no,
this is
no.
So fraudulent, Katie. You are starting again because you've been...
For the first time this year.
Oh, my God.
No, I agree with Katie.
Victoria?
I am. Yeah, I'm on your side. Completely get where you're coming from.
Right. Basically, I've been on this, well, with the same group now for nearly a year, I would say. And in that time, I had lost over a stone. Okay, so October time last year, I was really on it, really focused, and I'd lost a stone in a bit. And obviously I got 2 certificates. You get your half stone certificate and your stone certificate, and you're well on your way to weight loss. But then when you start putting it back on, okay, and you've put just, well, you've put that, I'll be honest, you put that stone back on, it's a long way down the line before you're going to get another certificate. Because not only have you got to lose another half a stone to get another half stone certificate, you've got to lose another stone. So I've got to lose a stone and a half to get my next certificate. So by just putting my hands up saying, yep, I failed the last time round, what I'm going to do is I'm going to rejoin, start on a naught, and then that's it. So whatever losses I have going forward, they are all genuine losses from this journey that I'm on now.
Oh, this new journey.
Yeah. Which journey is this one, Katie?
This is the one that's going to work. Right. This is the one that's going to make me look fit in my bridesmaid's dress in September.
I mean, I give you kudos for rejoining the same group, because I think I wouldn't have had the balls. I would have just gone to another group.
Yeah, but I have exhausted all groups around my local area on a Monday and Tuesday night. This is the smallest group that I've been to as well, which means there's fewer people I have to face and be embarrassed by. Although, I have to say, it was a very brave move. You're saying that I was a fraudulent.
Fraud, massive fraud.
It was brave, because you have to sit there when the leader comes round and reintroduces you to the group that you've been sat with for the past 6 months. This is Katie. She's rejoining us today, and I'm like, make the ground swallow me. And actually, I had a chat with my leader before I went to the scales, and I just said, look, this is what I'm planning on doing. And she said, do you know what, I think it's the right decision.
Aww.
Because yeah. I will just see minuses. I mean,
well, hopefully
some pluses.
Fingers crossed.
I will just see minuses going forward. There will not be pluses on the other side.
Well, a girl that I go to my group with texted me the other day, because it's just been bank holiday, so we didn't stay to group. No one stayed to the group chat this week. Yeah. But she texted me to say that she'd gained a pound. Now, I think she's lost over a stone and a half.
Oh, wow.
But she's gained a pound this week, and the woman at the scales said to her, do you think you'd benefit next week from sitting with the newbies and having starter chat? I said, I'd have punched somebody. I would have punched. And this woman at weigh-in, it was a stand-in. We'd never even seen this woman before.
She
was coming as an imposter into our group and patronised everybody at the scales. So thank you for that. No, I don't think I'd benefit from it. Slap.
I didn't have to sit through the new starter talk.
Well, because, you're pro now, you've done it that many times.
I wouldn't say I'm a pro. I'm a veteran. But I didn't have to sit through it, because there wasn't one this week, like you say, because it was bank holiday. But I have got to go in early next week and sit with all the other new starters, so she has told me.
You might as well do the talk yourself.
I could. Victoria, I could. These are the 7 easy steps to weight loss. If you follow them all, you're in state of group, you'll lose weight. There you go.
Well, I think you're a fraud. And if you think in any circumstances you are nominating yourself for Slimmer of the Week on this podcast this week, you can think again, my friend.
I know I said I already agree with you, but I'm very much like in your book, I can't see a plus sign. So if I know that I'm going to see a plus sign next to the number, mm-hmm. I don't want to go, and I will not go because I can't see a plus number in my book. Just don't want to see it.
Motivating. Right, now, every episode, we're going to be celebrating an excuse of the week, so you can tuck it away for a time when you need to explain your third consecutive gain on the scales.
In 3 weeks. No, it will be.
Maybe two.
So, who's got our excuse this week?
I have got the excuse of the week. It happens, I would say, on a very regular basis in my group. And the excuse is the woman who can't poo. She can't poo, she can't go.
We're going there, we're actually going
No,
there.
She can't go though. Victoria, she goes, she tells us every week, she's been back the doctors again, he's put her on different tablets to try and help it shift, and it will not go. And so then the Slimming World leader goes around the group and we all have to give some tips and advice on how to get things moving in the bowel department. So it's ever such a nice 5 minutes, which I look forward
every
to.
Every week as well.
Every week.
Yeah. Brilliant.
I always say apple juice every week. She clearly isn't trying that.
My leader, she is well up for eating kiwi. But not just the kiwi fruit, the kiwi skin as well. Like, she believes that if you eat a kiwi, you'll go within hours. should clear you out. That's, but I do panic, you know, because some weeks when you've not been as good as maybe you should be, there's always that emergency poo that you can have before you go to group. And if you can't have that, the more you get het up about this emergency poo and that you can't do it, the less likely it is it's going to happen.
Victoria's so, looking like she's never had an emergency poo.
Well, I have. Yeah, there's been one or two, but I don't think I'm as hung up on it as you guys. I mean, this is a conversation we regularly have, isn't it? Can't relate.
It is. Peeing and pooing, definitely things that factor.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, going for a wee, definitely, before. Like, literally the second before, that's the thing that you need to do is go for a wee, definitely.
And do you stop drinking on the afternoon? Because I get weighed at 5 o'clock. Yeah, I stop drinking about 2 p.m.
Oh, no, even what? Before about 12. Yeah,
that's cheating.
What? How dare you? Miss Fraud over there. How dare you? I went to a different Slimming World group 1 week because I couldn't make my own, and I'm very committed to dieting, as you can tell.
Obviously.
So I did go to another group, and at the time of Slimming World weigh-in, there was a cleaner in the only toilet available. So
no.
Oh, it was hell to pay. I'm not even joking, because people had gone there expecting to have an emergency poo and being unable to. There were no toilets available.
Thing is, though, if you're that committed, do you go cleaner there or not?
What, in the bushes? Oh, that's all I was thinking. I probably don't think I'd go that far, Victoria. But
I thought again, you meant as in clean it in the bathroom, not in the actual toilet. Sorry.
Oh, no, it was there. It was one toilet available.
Right, I got it. Oh, no. No bushes then. No, that's fine.
Excuse of the week, women who can't poo. You asked.
Right, we're going to move on to our next weigh-in now. And now, Victoria, it's your turn. But you've had quite a busy couple of months, to say.
Yeah, I turned 30 last month and celebrated with 3 holidays.
Wow.
And one of them being 5 days in New York last week.
Amazing. Right, let's check in with Victoria's weigh-in.
It's actually been 6 weeks since I last went to group, and I have actually only gained 2 pounds, which I'm so shocked at, so surprised at, but so, so happy with. Really hoping for a really good weight loss next week.
Hang on. Right.
It's a slimming miracle, guys. It's a slimming miracle.
Stop talking. You went to New York for 5 days. Right, I saw her Instagram for 5 whole days. There was nothing but pizza that you were posting. Pizza and ice cream and pancakes and waffles. What?
My friend is a giant. She's so tall. Her strides are like you wouldn't believe. And I'm only 5'4" and I've got a little dumpy leg. So I have to like do double speed to keep up with her. She's a walker. So we walked everywhere. And I think that's why it was. I think I literally just, I walked everything off.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Can I just say, if all your group gave you a round of applause for only putting 2 pounds on on holiday, none of them meant it. Because I'm telling you now, we expect at least 4, 5, 6 pounds. My record
six, Joe. That's nearly half a stone.
Yeah. My record of holiday weight gain is 10 pounds.
What?
So I don't know what you've been doing.
Joe, 10 pounds is the weight of a baby.
Yes.
You had you consumed a baby on your holiday.
Yes. Because I'm so good the rest of the year. I think what happens is the minute I leave work before going on a holiday, I'm buying bread.
That's it, you're in holiday mode.
Pain au chocolat. Oh. I'm dreaming of butter on toast.
Yeah.
I'm dreaming of cakes, multi-packs of crisps, and that's just on the way home. I'm not even going to the airport yet. I just think I'm on holiday now, so I've got a buy now. Nobody cares whether I just eat and drink solidly.
But are you like that literally until you come back to work or your routine starts again? Because I was like that. I got back on, I think, Thursday morning, and I only stopped eating bad yesterday, probably about an hour before weighing.
I hate you so much.
I thought, well, I've put weight on, damage is done, I'm just gonna eat and drink what I want today and I'll just deal with it. And nice cheeky little 2 pound gain.
It was the right attitude, but I hate the result.
I hate the result. It will haunt me, it really will.
You can actually lose weight on holiday though.
Oh, like, shut up.
No. I went away in a caravan in Skegness for a week a couple of years ago, and in that week away I lost 11 pounds.
That's the size of a big baby.
Yeah, yes, 11 pounds. I was so focused on the diet. I don't know why. I didn't eat any waffles. I didn't eat any pancakes. I didn't eat anything bad. I didn't eat anything.
Were you miserable
chips.
The whole holiday?
No, this was it. I felt so sort of empowered because I said no so much. And then in the October after, we went back to Skegness and I ate all those things.
Yeah. So you made up like for it later on.
I had definitely missed the opportunity to eat waffles and cream.
How can you go to Skeggy and not just have like donuts for all course?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Boxes. I've no idea.
Oh, that's
an
crazy.
Ice cream. Yeah, oh. Ice cream. Chip. Oh my god.
I could go to Skeg now, guys, yes. To be honest.
So go after hungry. This.
No matter what kind of slimming club that we go to, some things never do change. Each episode, we're going to be declaring a slimming club commandment. This week is close to my heart, and that is you must weigh on your first week in your heaviest clothes.
It's the greatest commandment you'll ever need.
Completely.
As we know, I joined Slimming World this week.
Fraud.
And as a result, I carefully picked to wear jeans, a heavy top, and I left my trainers on.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, shoes on as well.
Amazing. Yeah.
Because you need...
You're going for that loss next week, aren't you?
But but it's almost like that's your buffer, okay? Because whatever happens, even if I'm crap all week now, I can still go in leggings and a floaty dress, and I'll still have lost at least 3 pounds.
You should have gone the whole hog and gone in your like winter coat as well, like add that to it over jumper underneath.
I think she would have said something. I did actually have my belt on as well, and
a rucksack
and my child placed next to me also. It was more sort of like I'd left my my money in my pocket as well.
Wow.
So, oh yeah, that's
a
great one.
And the phone
one.
As well.
Phone. I know a lot of people who do put added coins mm-hmm. in, because when you come,
really?
Especially when not only on your first weigh-in but on the weigh-in after a holiday, because no one's judging you then.
No,
well, we are judging you if you only put 2 pounds on, obviously.
Someone's always judging. Always someone.
But a pocket full of coins is also a great one. Jeans, coins.
I should have done that yesterday, shouldn't I?
Any other way, so people might be listening to this and get inspired to join a slimming group in the next week. So wear your heaviest clothes.
God knows how.
Wear your heaviest clothes, put money in your pockets, take your mobile phone with you, have a child stood next
backpack.
To you. Backpack.
With water in it.
With water, right. Great one.
What about, as well, drink a pint of water before you get on the scales?
Even better.
Directly like that. I mean, that's got to be at least...
No emergency pooing.
No.
No.
Not on a
phone. Try not to go the whole day if you can. I mean, just, you know... Just to add to it.
It's a great commandment.
There are so many diets available to you. Each week, we're going to help you cross one off your list by telling you about a diet we've tried and failed at. So, Jo's had loads of diets, but I'm going to go to pick on you, Victoria, first of all. I want you to give us the first diet that you followed and failed and tell us all about it.
Okay, so a couple of years ago I was going on holiday, and although I was pretty
again.
Yeah, I know. seems to be a running theme, doesn't it? Another holiday. And do you know what, looking back, I was bloody slim. I was so slim, but at the time you don't think that you are, so I thought, right, crash it, need to do something. So have you heard of Exanti Diet?
Oh no.
So it's like a diet plan and it's a meal replacement plan. Now you can do the ultra, like very low calorie one, which I think is about 600 calories a day.
What?
I know.
Is that for just drinking?
Or you can do the flexi one, which is a bit of both. So that you have their meal replacements, but then you add like your food into it as well. Okay. So obviously I needed the hardcore stuff. So I went completely, you know, lowest calories. So it sounds all right. You get your shakes that you make, you get like breakfast bars and things like that, but you also have your main meals. Now you're thinking that they're going to come in these like ready meal, you know, microwavable packs.
Yeah, the little plastic packs.
Oh no, they come in packets. And I'm talking cottage pie in a packet, scrambled eggs in a packet, that you literally just add water to.
No!
Yeah, it's like
baby food. Like you're in the army.
Oh, yeah,
or in space.
In space, yeah.
So I bought 2 weeks worth. I could only do a week, and I think I probably...
A week? Yeah. I wouldn't even manage a day.
But I actually...
Freeze-dried
egg. I lost £7 doing it, though.
Yeah, thanks.
But
that's great.
But I couldn't eat the meals though. They were just that disgusting.
That's why you lost weight.
That's why I lost weight, because I didn't eat it. So I mean, I think it's fantastic. But
What did they taste like? Did they taste like they've been done in a packet?
They tasted plastic, artificial. It was just not good. And I read stories, like success stories after it, people that have lost like 8, 9, 10 stone. And I think, how can you eat that every day? Like, you know, for like over a year.
They just must hate their life.
Oh, God, it was awful. The shakes, yeah, all right, not too bad. Bars, okay, but no, the main meals, like curry in a packet. Oh, God, it was just curry. I think there was like a sausage and mash in a packet. Oh, and they like, literally, all you do is
freeze-dried sausages.
Yeah, but they weren't. It wasn't even like a sausage. It was like a liquid form of it.
Like baby food.
Yeah, literally, like that. God. Yeah, completely.
Disgusting.
Yeah, and I thought, no matter how good I want to look on holiday, I can't do it. And I didn't.
No.
We're going no with the Exanti diet.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's a no from me again.
I don't think I'd even try it for that 1 week.
No.
We're going to move on then to our last weigh-in of the week. This is, of course, our Jo, who's lovingly called me a fraud. So let's see how she's got on.
My boyfriend has just suggested we have McDonald's for tea because he's celebrating tonight. Because his football team, Aston Villa, have just won something. Hmm. Whether we have McDonald's as a treat or not will be determined by my weigh-in. Guess who's nailed dieting? Oh, yeah. £4 off.
Oh, yes. Well
in
done.
In your face, Katie.
What? No. That's what? Because you'd just been on Instagram being a massive fraud.
Sacrificing my last journey for my next for this podcast.
Well, £4 down, guys.
Talk us through this £4 in the last. Have you done that in the last
week? Well, because last week I did look at my year-on-year weight gain. And it really shook me up. It made me go, I've got to... Why am I paying £4.95 or whatever it is a week to come here?
So it took
up,
you...
Up, down.
To get a year down the line before you thought, what am I doing?
No, I've thought that a lot.
Oh, okay.
Over the last 18 months, as it's now been. But something has clicked in my head and I've got a few months till a holiday.
Yep.
And I want to be able to fit on the ride.
Well, I've got something that will help you. Exanti diet.
I've just nailed it, guys.
So, I'm going to sound like your leader now, Jo. Tell the group how you've done it this week. What have you changed this week to improve your journey?
Well, I just actually followed the plan.
Stuck to plan.
So it does actually work.
Really can work, guys.
Who'd have thought
if
it?
You stop lying to yourself about the sins that you're having, if you don't eat all the chocolate on the way home and forget you've eaten it and don't tell anybody, you know, the secret eating that we do in the car?
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. I just nailed it, guys.
Did you have your McDonald's?
Yes. Now, that's a great point.
So you still had your McDonald's and you still...
On the same day as you get weighed, between then and the next morning, do calories count?
Officially, yes.
Well, I had 9 chicken McNuggets.
No, because they're quite low, aren't they?
Yeah, three.
Sin-wise.
Three is low. Nine isn't.
Well, I had nine and large fries. We were celebrating, weren't we?
So that's going to come back and haunt you next week then,
how
isn't
is it? It now? Yes, how would you know? Because you eat what you want and only put £2 on in 6 weeks.
Right, this brings me to Slimmer of the Week.
Now, congratulate me now.
No, because unlike slimming groups, this isn't going to be the person necessarily, Joe, who has lost the most amount of weight this week. It could be the person that's maybe cheated their way to the top. It could be the person who has, despite certain circumstances, still managed to either lose, maintain, or put a slight bit of weight on.
Or yeah. The person who's had the most poos. Like, who knows?
Or the person who's just stripped off at the scales. So, basically, we're going to put our arguments forward for why we should be crowned Slimmer of the Week. Now, just for 1 week only, ladies, I'm going to step down from this because
you haven't lost anything this week.
But also, Victoria, I've not gained anything. And you have, my love. So,
come to me next week, hey? Come to me next week.
With it being the first week of my new journey, I'm not going to put an argument forward for that.
You're good, because you're a fraud. You can't be winning awards.
When I get my Joe, when I get my Half Stone Award next week, and you've got to lose how many to your next Half Stone Award? Anyway. So, Joe, tell us why you should be crowned Slimmer of the Week.
Because I've nailed dieting. Like, I don't know how many times you want me to...
Fact. You've had a McDonald's this week.
Yeah, but that was since the weigh-in.
And yeah, that'll come out next week.
Listen, guys... I've nailed dieting. I've lost 4 pounds. I think this is the message we want to be giving out to everybody.
Right.
Stick to the plan, guys, and you too can be like me.
Victoria?
Well, £2 gain in 6 weeks. I mean, I can't say any more than that, can I?
It's so good, I hate you.
Do you know what? If I look at the last 6 weeks, I look at how much weight I've put on in the last 6 weeks, I probably put about half a stone on. And I've not been anywhere.
No, you've been anywhere.
No.
I still can't believe it. It will come back and haunt me really, really well. But at the moment, I've only gained two, and that's why I should be the Slimmer of the Week.
Kill me now. This is horrible. I have nailed Katie, who's going to be Slimmer of the Week?
I think it's Victoria.
Oh, yes!
I think it's Victoria.
Okay, but only if I am allowed to be Slimmer of the Week if I put on £10 minimum on my holiday in August.
If you put £10 on in your holiday in August,
yeah.
I'll let you have it then.
Thank you. Well, congratulations, thank Victoria. You. I say through gritted teeth. And we'll do what we
I'll
do at every slimming
fine.
Club. Slimmer of the Week, Victoria.
We've not got a bowl of rotten fruit for you to take home.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I'm hungry, actually. All this talk of food.
The Secret World of Slimming Clubs will be back next Thursday, but you can come and say hello to us before then on social media at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. Until then, remember, there is no shame in a game.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.